Had a
informs structured lesson.
Yeah, scheme of work which then informs a structured lesson, yeah. So it comes very much into context. And in terms of how that particular lesson started, it started with, I think it had a very clear beginning, middle and an end to it. And that, I don't think that necessarily always means to start with a starter activity. It can be a range of different things. So, for example, that was feeding back on a homework and allowing lots of opportunity for kind of discussion and putting things into context of other portraiture that we had kind of been looking at. So they were measuring their own symbolism from the homeworks against what we had looked at in class. And I think it also fed in really nicely being able to kind of discuss and make the connections for them about the National Gallery trip and things like that there as well. So it's, but that context thing was quite strong. Lots of open questions within that. They like the sound of their own voice, and I think it also is a good opportunity. Sometimes I think it can be quite nervous to allow them too much airtime, and in actual, and you feel like this sort of sense of talking at them like that's the best way of teaching, when in actual fact, I think that was a real sort of recognition on lots of listening to what they had to say. And I think largely because they surprised me in the gallery as well, so they had a lot to say there, and it made me realise that actually I should allow more opportunity kind of for that and stuff there.
Can I just say one thing actually about you get feedback from kids that I found surprised me was when I split them up into groups and I said, okay, we modelled it as a whole class, how you might analyse work or whatever, and then split them into groups and then go over to the groups and talk to them, rather than this whole thing of always having a class discussion. Yeah. You split it up into groups, and they kind of like that.
I think it works, actually. Yeah. Okay. And how did you know that learning had taken place?
And that particular one, well, I think particularly on that, I felt like it was actually the outcomes compared to previous outcomes. So I used, in terms of a teaching strategy before that, I used previous examples, but in actual fact, I think that the examples of that particular homework and that particular classwork were more advanced and refined as a result of making more structure to that and putting it properly into context of the exhibition that we'd gone to see. It hung together much better as a whole, whereas in the past I felt like that early stage was slightly more fragmented in the lead up to the clay tiles, whereas now it feels much more, sort of in context.
Okay.
Seven also, but I wasn't doing quite the same thing as symbolism. I was really focused on a structured portrait task where in the previous lesson they'd sort of mapped it out in charcoal, the basic structure of the face, and they'd started in that lesson looking at light and shadow using the rubber as a drawing tool. Mm. So like, you know, you're doing light drawing with a putty rubber, they were using their regular rubbers. Mm-hmm. So in this lesson what I was doing, because it was on sort of toned paper, I was using, you know, showing them how to blend with chalk pastels, the different sort of skin tones, and how to blend colours using chalk pastels, and also using the tone of the paper to blend the colour in with that to get a really nice sort of natural skin colour, and sort of emphasising also light and shadow. So it's a mixture of looking at tonal contrast and also looking at natural skin colour and how to achieve that with charcoal and chalk.
Nice.
But I thought it was quite challenging for them. But they were definitely engaged in it.
How do you know?
They were really, I mean, just some of their comments when you go around, it's like, can we do this again? This kind of thing. Those kind of comments you get, the feedback you get from them when they're engaged, and the atmosphere as well. And also, I got really.
You can just tell. We have to quantify things, which is annoying. Because in a way as well, it's not just for Ofsted, but for us to learn and for us to improve as a department and make sure that the whole class is engaged. Mm. Why can't we say, how do you know?
I can say to you, Rob, when I walked into your painting lesson, that I saw Samuel working his socks off on his painting, and he wasn't saying a word. And I know from having taught him before, that is a sign of someone being very engaged.
Yeah, it is true.
Because he normally is climbing the walls, and he was
obviously... It's so true, actually.
No, but I just mean, you kind of know that as a teacher, don't you? I don't...
Because it's like some classes you have to tell to be quiet, and other classes, when they're really engaged, they're quiet because they're so into it, like you were saying. Mm. And they were really quiet because they were focused on what they were doing. You could tell that they were engaged.
You could tell by the work.
The quality of the work was really good as well, but also... there's this French BT as well. Well, and she was saying she now wants to come back, and she has to do this thing where they come along as assistants to the SEN department.